You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
All right, let's get Will in here. Let's talk about your Don. Now, by the way, Odorizzi made a minor league start. Wow. Odorizzi threw 36 of his 57 pitches for strikes in his first rehab assignment at Class AAA Sugarland. He threw three innings, allowed five hits, four runs, one walk, and struck out four.
Wait, say that again?
36 strikes, 21 balls.
So?
Gave up in three innings, allowed five hits, four runs, one walk.
Is this? Are we supposed to be excited about this?
No, we're supposed to be scared to death.
Oh, okay, that was a not good wow.
No. That's not the. That's not. Wow.
You mean.
Can't wait to get Jake back.
You mean he's pitching like he was last. Like he did with the Astros? Big team?
Mm hmm.
Yeah, we need to probably stop saying, man, when Odorizzi gets back, this is all going to fall into place.
Odorizzi's ERA is 10.
I know. When Odorizzi gets back, this is all going to fall into place.
We got to get McCullers out of the rotation. So it's because Odorizzi's back.
Hey, do you know that there's somebody, you know, who's coming to do a show, comedy show, coming in mid-June?
Sebastian Maniscalco.
Maniscalco. I don't know how to get a hold of him. I want to get him on the show. There's tons of tickets left.
We had him on.
Yeah, I got him for you. Yeah. I was at another station and got him for you.
That's my guy.
I said, you know who needs to have, I said, Sebastian, so I had Sebastian on. And I said,
he didn't really have his accent. He really didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he said he liked doing the show. Or the guy who set up the interview said they had a good interview with you.
Yeah.
But I said, fun. You need to have Sebastian go on the show with John Granato.
Yeah.
I said, this needs to happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's coming in town. I saw there's a couple comedians coming in town.
Nah,
including Tom Segura, who is my favorite, a.k.a. the ball hog, a.k.a. TikTok, as Dell says. Tom Segura is coming in town, pretty hyped about that, and then Sebastian Maniscalco this summer. Mm-hmm. So comedians out there. At 100% capacity.
I like Anthony.
Jeselnik. Wow. The most over the top, like the most Lenny Bruce type comedian. Yes. It's funny watching the Lenny Bruce character on Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. I'm like, oh, I guess that was rough for his time.
Yeah.
Jeselnik, you don't even know where Anthony's stuff is going.
No. I told JT, and JT's. He's
not as rough as you.
No, he's not nearly as rough as I am. He was like, this is a little dark, Dad.
Oh, yeah. No, every joke is.
I don't know. This is
so.
It's not as funny to me.
So I hit a baby with a bat. Whoa. Before you judge me and you say, hey, Anthony, why would you hit a baby with a bat? Like, you don't know what the joke, like, what's this joke going to be?
Yeah.
Everything, and I'm just kind of making up a joke, kind of as dark as his are.
No. Eric Clapton jokes weren't all.
Oh,
all
my God!
That it was
Anthony. I think it's Jeselnik. You know he went to Tulane, by the way. He's from Pittsburgh. He's a big Pirate fan. I think a Steeler fan. But his comedy is as raw as anybody there is. And I listen to a lot of comedy on like four different comedy networks when I'm driving around. And so I've got all my favorites. But
I listen to our station. But okay, whatever.
Did you listen this morning?
Yeah, I did listen this morning. I got us fixed.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I texted everybody and said, we're off the air this morning.
Good thing you're listening.
Yeah.
Anthony, he's not for the weak of heart. Tom Segura, though, is a extraordinarily funny comedian. Yeah. If you've never seen Tom Segura, did you see that my man John Mulaney, another unbelievably funny comedian, his stand-ups... 10 out of 10. Hard recommend for all the John Mulaney stand-up shows. And you'll recognize me as a longtime writer for Saturday Night Live. He's one of the best hosts they have on here. But he recently did rehab time because alcohol and drugs, coke, and everybody loves him.
Like
he's the lovable guy. And I can already tell by the look on Dell's face, he knows what happened.
I was going to ask you something.
There's something that happened, and he's not as lovable now.
How would your good buddy Eric Layden feel about John Mulaney's new girlfriend?
Probably not a huge fan. John Mulaney left his wife that he's talked about for years in a stand-up that everyone loved. He left her for Olivia Munn.
And, oh, that's John Mulaney.
Yeah. And Olivia. Yeah, you've seen him.
Uh-huh.
And Olivia
Munn. I saw that the
Munn,
two of them were, yeah.
You know, Packers fans weren't a big fans of Olivia Munn. The Aaron Rodgers family wasn't a big fan. Jordan Rodgers wasn't a big fan of Olivia Munn. They felt like
Well, here's the story. John Mulaney's wife went to rehab amid his alleged infidelities. She had to go to rehab because of him and his messing around.
Huh.
Yeah.
She went to
rehab. Doesn't sound like a nice story.
No. And when you see him, you just don't think, John Mulaney's coked out and screwing around. That doesn't feel right. But yeah, Olivia Munn, who is, I don't know, she catches some body bags of relationships and whatnot, family relationships. I'm not sure she has the cleanest track record. I don't know that people just love her like she's the sweetheart. Yeah. And now John Mulaney.
John Mulaney.
Now he's known to be left his wife for Olivia Munn.
If we're to believe the internet, John Mulaney didn't start cheating with Olivia Munn. He had done some stuff before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was my guess.
He likes John Mulaney likes to...
Oh, you mean the famous, rich celebrity may not stick with the wife he met before he got really famous and rich? That's surprising.
That's shocking.
It's surprising, despite the persona. Odd.
Yeah.
Odd that that took place.
You better be careful, because Olivia Munn will go on podcasts and start talking about you.
Well, about your,
that, you better
about
be careful.
Everything about you.
Well, so be it.
Yeah.
He stepped into that world. Oh, well.
Yeah, she's the Kwame Brown of actresses.
And by the way, you know, the guy with the stand-up platform.
Yeah.
If things don't work out, he'll have some things to
guess
say
what?
To
what?
Yeah, but he's
guess
not,
what? Don't start none, won't be
yeah, don't
none.
Worry.
I don't, but he's not the type of personality that's going to slaughter you. Now, Tom Segura would. Tom Segura's wife is also a comedian. They've got a really funny podcast, but... Yeah, you got to watch out with comedy. Like, there's the one person, I watched the Amy Winehouse documentary, which is great, called, I think it's just called Amy. And one of the things that I found out about her is, if you were a boyfriend of hers, you were going to catch a song, and it was not going to be a flattering song. Mm. You pretty much 100% were going to get slaughtered in a song form, she was going to put all your stuff out
do
there.
Do not screw over the singer-songwriter with the giant platform.
No, Alanis Morissette tried to tell you that years
Taylor
ago.
Taylor Swift's boyfriend.
Doesn't matter who she's.
Taylor Swift.
Don't do it.
Do guys ever do that? Who's the guy that goes after?
Well, John Mayer. John Mayer's written some stuff, right?
About who?
I mean, I don't know the women in particular.
Yeah, exactly.
But he's been I don't know the dudes in particular for Taylor Swift, because I don't listen to the music. But if you follow John Mayer and listen to his music, you can probably point out and go, oh, he's talking about this girl or that girl.
No.
I mean, you think guy songwriters are just
Amy Winehouse
not taking shots at the girls they're with?
Amy Winehouse, the shots she took on guys, like, I'm watching this documentary, and I didn't realize how unbelievably talented she was, and she had a lot of problems, but obviously she's dead at age 27. But, man, if she didn't like the way things were going with your relationship, you were going to, the next week, there would be a new song about you out. It was like as close to a Tupac diss track as you could possibly get, only that thing was going to be in heavy rotation and not underground. That song was going to be about, oh, look, that's this.
Oh, too.
That's me.
Didn't Justin Timberlake wasn't Justin Timberlake's big first single about
Cry Me a River, that's
about
right.
Britney
okay.
Spears? What are you talking
you
about?
Win, you yeah.
Guys,
and he put a girl that looked like Britney Spears in his video.
Yeah, of course. Guys
yeah,
do
okay.
it, too.
Yeah, that's fine. All right, Justin did it. He put Britney on blast in a whole song and a video where he said, "Get me somebody who looks like Britney for this video."
Yeah, if people don't get the words saying I'm talking about her, I'll put a lookalike just so you're clear.
Yeah, we'll make sure this video clears up any potential confusion about who I'm talking
Mulaney
about.
Mulaney and Munn allegedly met at church.
Yeah, I saw that in the article. I saw it in the article.
Wow.
Man, stop.
What, they can't meet at church?
No, you can't.
They
can't meet a nice girl at church.
And what kind of church?
What do you mean, what kind?
What do you mean?
It must
be
church.
It must be Scientology.
No, what are you talking about?
Celebrities?
Is he a Scientologist?
People meet at church all the time. You meet a nice girl,
maybe.
Take her home to mom.
Maybe.
Take her home to your wife.
Yeah, and see what she says about it.
Meet a nice girl, take her home to rehab.
It's 9:13. And Will, we promise, we'll get you in on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
You're listening to The Bench
on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 16 after. 713-780-3776. The number if you'd like to get in here. Will's been waiting. We got to get him in here. Let's talk about Yordan. What do you say, Will?
Hey, good morning, y'all. Big fan of the show, long-time listener.
Thanks, man.
Hey, absolutely. So, Yordan Alvarez is quite interesting. So, I mean, ultimately, he's played what? He's definitely played one full MLB season, right? Because he was called up a little late in 2019. And then we got a full sample size, right? I don't want to be the at-pace guy or projections guy, but clearly, if he keeps putting up this type of production, he's in the MVP candidacy race. Right?
He's only played in his career 123 games.
Okay, so he's still yet to play.
He's still yet to play a full season, yeah.
Okay, so with Yordan, if your ownership, and let's say he finishes this year hitting over 300, 35 bombs, 100-plus RBI, do you sign him early on, kind of very similar to what you did with Bregman, and get him at a, I guess, better rate, or are you going to just keep playing out his rookie deal and let him go to salary arbitration and then possibly lose him?
Dude,
just want to get y'all's thoughts on that.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think you have got to be aggressive with him. You look at this. I mean, his career OPS so far in those games is 1,036. What is funny is he's not walking as much this year as he did his rookie season. He's only got 4 walks to his 36 strikeouts so far. But Yordan is such a masher that I just think in 162 game, his average for 162 games is 46 home runs. With an OPS, obviously, of 1,036 and 140 RBIs. That's his average for 162-game schedule. Like, he is a special, special player. If there's one guy that I would want to extend early mm-hmm. and try to get a decent discount on, and we're talking $20 million plus a year, it'd be Yordan.
Well, and that's guaranteed money. He gets it right now. Bregman is probably going to regret doing it because
everybody who does the deal
he's
early.
Missing. Yeah, well, no, not everybody. I mean, he got $100 million, but Bregman in his arbitration years could be up around 25.
Yeah, he still get the same
20.
Amount,
right? But no, but early on, he would have just gotten his rookie deal, and so I mean. Yeah, Yordan is a guy you want to take care of. I don't think there's any question. Yordan is proving that he is a cornerstone piece. It sure would be nice if he could learn to play first base. He would be Willie McCovey or even be better. He's on pace to be better right now than Willie McCovey, which is unbelievable. Hall of Famer Willie McCovey. But if he could play first base, that would be unbelievably sweet. I would say you gotta talk about that, especially when Greinke and Verlander come off the books. If Verlander does come off the books, unless you sign him to a next year, get him for $20 million. If you can get Verlander for $20 million, but you're still saving money because Greinke's done, and you're not gonna pay Verlander $34 million again. You're just not gonna do that. So you are gonna have some money in the bank. You're probably not gonna pay. Carlos Correa, it doesn't look like. I don't know. We'll see. You might have to pay some other shortstop to come in here, or you hope. I mean, they were playing Pedro León at short. If Pedro León could come along in a hurry, and he could play some short for you, if Siri can play some center field for
you. Siri and León are the ones who you're super, yeah. You know. Siri's actually doing it
yeah.
right now. He's actually killing it. You think he'll get his little taste this year?
Why wouldn't you? I mean, it's not like he's young. He's 25 years old.
By the way, can we go to Skeeter games?
Yeah, we can. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, is it stadium? I mean, they sell tickets and everything. It's
yeah.
They're Skeetered up, right? Like, we could go see yeah. Fromber throw.
Yeah.
Sweet.
You can go. You could have watched Odorizzi last night throw.
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
I want to see Odorizzi. Who cares? Odorizzi, big deal anyway.
You could. What do you? Big deal anyway.
Big deal.
Yeah. No, well, you could have gone and watched him play. Yes. So that would have, you could have watched him pitch last night. That would be totally sweet. Yeah, Leon is playing short most of the time. He's played in, and he's got 11 games, and he's got a bunch of chat. He's played 74 innings at shortstop so far. And he's playing, his fielding percentage is 90.
All right.
So that's pretty good.
What's today? So tomorrow, the El Paso Chihuahuas come in. That's.
Okay. Unfortunately, Leon's hitting 125.
Yeah, right, I don't care about Leon anymore. I'm a Siri guy.
His OPS is 539 at Double A. So I don't know if he's ready.
Skeeter's tickets.
I'm not sure if he's ready. It just doesn't seem like 539
he's
OPS.
Sit on the lawn for $8.
You want to go sit on the lawn for $8?
Yeah. No, I don't want to get wet.
Well, not
you
tonight.
You get drowned out there. Kids are drowning at Klein Independent School District.
I know that.
And Conroe School District and Fort Bend School District.
But not in Sugar Land. Nobody's drowning in Sugar Land.
Well, that's Fort Bend County.
Yeah. Pedro Leon has hit a grand slam.
I'll keep
slam,
an eye
though.
On that. There is, they could get rained out. But, yeah, I may have to keep an eye on that, seeing like real players.
Apparently, Pedro Leon hit a grand slam, which was nice for Corpus Christi. He's last couple of games. He's starting to get it going. His OPS is still 539. That's not something that we're looking for
nope.
right now. That's not something we need.
What about series OPS?
Series OPS is fantastic. 24 RBIs already. Holy crap, dude is getting it. Here's a story that we haven't gotten to this yet. Dino Gaudio. Now, Dino Gaudio seems to be, his name is Dino Gaudio. Dino Gaudio seems to be He was an original member of the coaching staff at University of Louisville since Chris Mack accepted the head coaching job in 2018.
Dino Gaudio was on ESPN as a college basketball analyst. He took over at Wake Forest.
You might recognize him.
At one point. Yeah, Dino's been, he had a 61-31 record as a head coach. Dino's been around.
Yeah. Dino Gaudio, allegedly now, apparently he's being charged. He's allegedly committed extortion in two separate instances on March 17th. That's like St. Paddy's Day, right? March 17th. He might have been drunk. So I don't know. If it's St. Paddy's Day and you're drunk and you try to commit extortion, I don't know if you can be charged. The charging document alleges the first instance was in a meeting with the University of Louisville personnel when he threatened to share the NCAA rules violation as a bargaining chip for 17 months' salary. He later sent a text that day to Louisville personnel containing one of the videos he was threatening to share. The charging document alleges Gaudio, in doing so, knowingly transmitted in interstate commerce with intent to extort money and other things of value from the University of Louisville, a threat to injure the reputation of the University of Louisville. Now, can you really injure the reputation of Louisville? The place where they were getting hookers for their players. They got their national championship banner taken away.
Don't try to take up for your guy.
What?
He wanted 17 extra months of pay.
I mean, can you really hurt their reputation?
I got an idea. How about we do this? Maybe you come up with 17 extra months of severance for me. Maybe I don't peel people about those videos, those recruiting videos that we made illegally. Maybe that happens. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe it does. Who knows? I'm just putting it out there into the wind. The truth, the secret. We put something out there into the universe.
Where did
it happen?
I want to know where he came up with 17 months.
I don't know. Wasn't 18.
Was that what was left on his deal? Because they said he wasn't going to be retained.
No, he didn't.
Detailed
in
the charging document, Gaudio was informed that his contract would not be renewed.
I don't know why.
But where did he come up with 17?
Not even 18, a year and a half.
I know.
He just went
17. Give me a year and a half. Where's 17?
Hey, you know what? Y'all remember those recruiting videos that we did that were illegal?
Yeah.
For the thing? God. Good times, man. Illegal videos we did. Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was thinking about maybe getting 17 months of additional pay.
Why 17 months?
What do you guys think about that?
I don't get that.
Give
me 2 years
like
pay. Give me
I'm thinking
year.
About getting 18 months. And maybe he said, you know what? I'm going to give you a break, 17 months. How about that? Maybe those videos. Maybe I don't tell anybody what happened with it, with those videos. Maybe I don't. I'm probably not going to anyway. But maybe I do. I don't know. I know for 17 months, I'm definitely not talking. I don't know. I'm just saying. We're just talking here. How's your family? Everything going good? University?
I don't
see, good.
First of all, I don't see a real problem here.
Racketeering,
extortion. If you got something on somebody and you don't want it exposed, shouldn't you pay for that?
No, that's called blackmail. It's literally against the law.
No, but you don't want it exposed. Now it's exposed. Louisville was cheating.
No, but you threatened
now
them.
Now it's exposed.
No, but when you ask for money.
And who's gonna suffer? Dino.
No, but when you ask for money, it makes it illegal.
Well, but I mean a little something, something.
No, he could expose them. He could have 100% exposed them. I think it's when you say, I won't if you give me money, that becomes illegal.
Why is
illegal.
This a problem? Don't you want to, do your reputation to stay intact? Wouldn't you pay for that?
This John with his unwritten rules for baseball are no good, but now he's like okay with extortion. But
to me, the unwritten rules of extortion should be followed here. You should not go to the federal prosecutors when you should be just paying up and shutting up.
Dale, is there such a thing as unwritten rules of extortion?
We know the deal here. The name is Gaudio. If it was John Callahan, he'd feel differently.
He'd let the Irishman take the bullets.
Yeah.
He wouldn't care.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, Dino Gaudio is like, hey, maybe we got to take a little second look at this. What's wrong so much with this extortion?
Do you think it's a conspiracy since it happened on March 17th? The Irish are out to get him?
Maybe. I don't know. Or maybe he had a few too many. Mm. Okay, celebrating
that keep,
with all them Irish coaches.
A few too many doesn't give you the excuse to commit a crime.
Here it kind of does a little
There's
bit.
There's the video of Ernie holding back Shaq. I found those two little people, kids, whatever it is. By the way, this kid's name is Hezbollah. The one who did the kick. And apparently, there's so many videos. There's one of him driving a car, sitting on a guy's lap, driving a car. There's one of him sucker punching a guy in the face. One of those guys gives him a shot.
With the boxing gloves on, warming up.
They show them warming up.
Elevator.
Oh, yeah.
This is
a whole thing.
Hezbollah.
That's his name.
Yeah.
That's his name is because he goes, Hezbollah, it's okay. Or he didn't say it's okay. It's all in a different language. But, it's definitely Russian of some sort. But, my gosh, this video is just unbelievable. I've got to find... I got to find all the videos of this kid.
All right.
Both of them.
All right.
I'm saying kid, they may be in their 20s. I don't know.
30s. When we come back, five teams that might be out of the NFL playoffs this year and five teams that might be in. You'd be surprised. Are your Texans one of the five teams? No, you won't be surprised. They're not. Time to talk right now about my peeps over at Hoops. Okay. We got the big game tonight, right? Okay, so it's going to be the Lakers and Golden State. Your kids are going to watch it. They're going to want to play. They're going to say, Dad, we want to play basketball. I want to be like Steph Curry. I want to bomb threes. No, you want to be more like LeBron, where you dunk all the time. That's what you probably want to be. That's what the kids want to be. I can tell you that from experience, and I can tell you if you just go to the website, produnkhoops.com, you will see all of the kids dunking. All the pictures are of kids dunking because they want to. And are they dunking on a 10-foot goal? No, they're lowering the goal so that the kids can actually have fun, Dad. They want to have fun. They want to be able to play. Listen, and you want to start your kid young in this. And, oh, by the way, you want your kid outside as opposed to playing video games all day. That's what's wrong with these kids. Get them outside. Get them playing basketball. Get them having fun. But you can only do it on a Pro Dunk Hoops goal because guess what? You can lower the goal and have some fun. And your wife will love it, too, because it actually adds to the curb appeal of your home. So if you're looking for the best goal on the market, produnkhoops.com. That's produnkhoops.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Warrior sound!
Real. Let's go! Fun. Sports. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 9:32 ESPN 97.5. Lance is obsessed with these little people. They're friends? I thought they were going to fight. I thought they just hate each other. Now they're friends? They're hugging? Come on. It's all an act.
Yeah.
No, even little people are acting.
Oh, this kid's got his own Instagram. Hezbollah. @HASBULLA_17 on Instagram. I'll immediate follow. 135,000 followers.
That's it?
He's following zero.
Dude is,
my guess is it started about 3 days ago.
Oh, my gosh. He should have way more. He should have millions already. I was watching Jimmy Kimmel last night. Had, oh, my God, my brain. Your boy, Miami Heat, and his ex.
Chris Bosh? Who?
No,
Dwayne Wade?
Dwayne Wade and his actress. Well, I can't even think.
Gabrielle Union.
Yeah. So they have a daughter who's 2.5 years old. She has 2 million followers.
Yeah, she, I forgot.
What?
Is it Zara is her name?
She's Shady. They call her, they just wrote a book, Shady Baby. That she, apparently she throws shade at everybody. She's 2.5. And they just wrote a book about her. And, he goes, yeah, how many followers? Yeah, she got about 2 million. She's 2.5 years old. They send out videos of her.
Yeah, apparently. I don't even follow Dwayne Wade. I'm certainly not going to follow
I'm not
going to
follow a 2.5 year old.
Yeah. I'm not on Instagram for that content.
No, that's not it. That's not what you're there for.
Not at
you're
all.
You're looking for massage.
No, I'm not.
What?
I am not, actually.
That's what everybody does.
No, that's what...
Looking for massages.
I'm not a quarterback for the Texans. No, I'm not looking for massages.
All right. 5-20-20 playoff teams on the outs. Lance, agree, disagree?
Okay.
Titans.
Disagree.
Do you think they're
going to... Well, they got some holes, but I like some of the things they did defensively. They lost Corey Davis. I'm going to say agree, actually. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll agree. Because I could see a team like the Chargers coming up and taking their spot.
Well, God forbid anything happens to Derrick Henry.
I think the Colts win the division this year. So if the Colts win, are they a playoff team? Now, remember, there's three playoff
teams. Now, they did have a practice, and Carson Wentz looked awesome, apparently.
In a t-shirt and shorts practice?
Yes.
Where they weren't even wearing helmets?
Were they even wearing
helmets at that
point? Everybody's excited.
Frank Reich fixed them.
The Steelers.
Yes, totally buy that.
On the outs?
Yeah.
Ever since Bud Dupree got hurt, and now he's gone.
Weren't the same team. Alex Highsmith is not the same rusher.
No.
They do have Najee Harris, which should add to the running game.
That'll
help. Improve the running game. They got Juju back, one of the most electric wide receivers at pregame dancing that you can find.
He's not even great at that.
No, he actually, you're right.
Yeah.
Claypool is 100% better.
I haven't watched Chase Saints dance either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, without Drew?
You just have five of them?
Yeah.
Yep, I could see that.
Saints on the outs. Yeah, I could see them not in the playoffs this year. I mean, you're banking on Jameis.
Year two, by the way, year two of the second contract for a running back is oftentimes terrible. And that's what Kamara's on now. Although, technically, he's not. Technically, he's on year one of the contract because he signed it early.
Are you really worried about Kamara? I'm not.
Well, I think most second contracts
I'm only worried about him because people are going to shut him down because, that's who I got to stop now.
But Kamara's not a true running back. He's a hybrid player.
Yeah.
So maybe that makes him less likely to go into the doldrums.
Yeah, like Etienne.
Because he can catch the ball. Like Etienne, the wide receiver.
The wide receiver. The Bears. On the outs. They were a borderline team. And now they got a young quarterback, Randy Dalton. I could see that.
I could see the outs, yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
They were borderline anyway.
Yeah.
These are all, now that I think about it, these are all, I mean, if you're going to pick five, you're basically picking all of the five that make the most sense, yeah.
Yeah.
Who else?
The Packers. It all depends on Aaron Rodgers.
No, because if you think the Bears are out, the Lions aren't going to be any good. So you think the Vikings are going to take that step up?
Well, they're one of the teams that are in.
Okay. I'm going to stay with Pack. Of course.
If Aaron Rodgers goes.
If Aaron Rodgers doesn't play, they're out. They're done. Out.
Yeah. He's the team.
Well, I'm sorry. You got Jordan Love as the next Rodgers.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You should be fine.
5-20-20 non-playoff teams making the leap. The Vikings.
With Kirk Cousins, okay.
If, in fact...
Or Kellen Mond.
It could be Kellen Mond. You don't know. You don't know if he's going to... He could shine this preseason.
Kirk Cousins?
No. Kellen Mond. You don't know.
Tell you who's not going to catch anyone off guard this year is Jordan Jefferson. He's going to catch a number one on every...
Justin.
Justin Jefferson. He's going to catch the number one corner in most games. If you travel with your corner, meaning you move them around the field with a certain wide receiver, Justin's catching all number ones
Thielen
this year.
Thielen is healthy, though.
Thielen used to be the number one.
Yeah, but if he's healthy, then if he's catching the number two or...
Yeah, good for Thielen. But I don't know that Thielen has as much juice as he used to. He has not come back. He's not come back the same player from injury a couple years ago. So we'll see. Because it used to be, man, Thielen and Stephon Diggs. Now Stephon Diggs is still balling out. Yeah. Justin Jefferson came in and balled out. Yeah. And Thielen really hasn't gotten it back yet.
Might have a nice bounce back here. We'll see. The Chargers.
I could see that.
Yeah. I mean, Herbert's going to have to...
tighten up the offensive line. Now, Herbert also could be in for the second year slump.
Yeah. Yep.
And that happens plenty of times, too.
Yeah. Plus that division?
It's a tough division.
It's a tough division.
Well, I say that. Is Denver going to be tough?
The Raiders and Chargers is always a tough game. You know, Denver, we'll see. We'll see. I don't know. Maybe Denver won't be all that tough, but certainly the Chiefs. The 49ers.
Oh, yeah. Obviously.
Yeah. I think
they're a favorite in the division.
Yeah.
I would think.
I would think so, too. With Jimmy back or with Trey Lance.
And with Nick Bosa back.
Yeah. And then the Cowboys.
Yeah. I think they're going to win the division, so.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't get much worse than that division. No, it doesn't get any worse than that division. So
no, it's the worst. That's the worst.
It's not even arguable. But I could, you know, we'll see. Jalen Hurts. I mean, everybody's down on it. We'll see. Carson Wentz has a better year.
Well, that fits magic. I mean, Washington was in the playoffs last year. Well, I mean,
well, then they won't make it this year because he's never made the playoffs. He's the cooler.
Wait, he's never made the playoffs?
He's never made the playoffs.
Ryan Fitzpatrick, who's played 32 years in the league, has never made the playoffs?
No, he just missed out on 1 year.
They blew it
in the last game of the season.
Yeah. Bills? Was it a Jet or a Bill? He was a Jet, and he blew it.
He beat the Texans years ago as a Ram.
He's been on enough. Yeah,
when he beat the
Texans? I thought it was the Dolphins.
Do you remember when he beat the Texans as a Ram, John? I think you might have actually been on the sidelines.
I was on the sidelines. When he beat the Texans.
As a Ram.
Yeah.
So he's been a Ram.
That was the year they blew Jet, Reggie Bush.
A Ram, a Jet, a Dolphin, a Bill, a Texan.
A Titan.
He was a Titan?
Tampa. Bengal.
He was a Bengal?
Yes.
When was he a Bengal?
Early. After he was with the Rams.
How many teams did he play for, Dell?
Rams, Bengals, Bills, Titans, Texans, Jets, Bucks, Dolphins, and now football team.
Nine
teams. Wow. Is that some kind of record?
No.
For a quarterback?
I bet it's a record for a quarterback.
To start for that many teams?
To start for nine teams has to be a record. There's no way it's not. I mean, that's a ton of one-year deals. To play, it's a lot to play 10 years in the league.
And he's had, and these are multiple-year deals. Like, he was with the Rams for 2 years.
How many years has he played?
Since 2005.
JT O'Sullivan holds the record, 11 NFL teams.
He started for all 11?
He played on all 11.
He was on the roster for all 11.
JT O'Sullivan.
No chance he started. Fitzpatrick has to have the record for most starts for teams. It's not possible.
And
JT O'Sullivan played for 11 teams? What year was this?
No one knows. No one ever heard of JT O'Sullivan. This was... former professional.
This is when the Irish were quarterback.
He was born in 79. He's born in 79.
That can't be true.
Yeah, he's only played for four of the teams. I'm looking at it. But he was on 11.
JT O'Sullivan.
He finished his career with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
Who did he play for? Where did he play college?
Who moved to Houston and became the Roughnecks?
He was with UC Davis.
I never heard of him.
Never heard. Yeah, JT O'Sullivan. I kind of remember.
I remember the name.
And he's played on four NFL teams.
Well, he's been on multiple, but he's only played four.
You know Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Not even
Fitzpatrick's
close.
Out there winning games as a starter.
True.
Dressed up like Conor McGregor one time. It was the most awesome post game I've ever seen.
Wasn't he dressed up in Deshaun Jackson's clothes?
Yeah, it was Deshaun Jackson's clothes.
Yeah. I was like, hey.
But the beard made it look like, and the sunglasses made him look like.
I would just say, I know people love the story of Ryan Fitzpatrick, but if you think the football team's making the playoffs, no, they're not.
Shouldn't there be a Hall of Fame spot for the greatest backup quarterback in history who sometimes was a starter, who won games he shouldn't have and sometimes ruined draft positioning, but never got to the playoffs? The story of Ryan Fitzpatrick, he is literally a Ivy leaguer who has done all that, he looks like, I'd be willing to bet that he drives a very sensible car and maybe even some type of minivan. I feel like some type of, there should be some kind of Netflix comedy show that's done with Ryan Fitzpatrick, maybe the last year that he's in the NFL, where it follows him around. But I want writers, not just a docuseries. I want writers, like some of the writers Modern Family, to write for Ryan Fitzpatrick's family. That's what I want to happen. Ryan Fitzpatrick deserves his own show on Netflix or a comedy station or whatever, because I just like to see what happens in his life. I imagine it to be
his kid is a lot of dad genius. Stuff. His kid is a genius.
Is he?
Yeah. Don't you remember he had him at a press conference?
For the show or for real?
No, for real.
Okay.
No, for real.
I don't know if that's who you were casting. Was
remember the
kid
did he knew what pi was or something. Remember he at a press conference for the Texans, the kid came out and broke down pi. P-I. Remember? Was that it, or he did something else? Ryan Fitzpatrick's kid. I'm telling you. He's like some kind of genius.
I don't remember him being a genius. I'll take your word for it.
944 ESPN 97.5. Take my word right now for you talking about SiteJab.
SiteJab has built websites from scratch for a ton of different companies. I'm going to pull up the old SiteJab website. Let's pull up the old SiteJab. It's got the familiar, unless they've changed it, the old familiar black and gold. Although I don't think anyone's a Raider fan there. But they've got the familiar black and gold. There it is. Building websites and creating leads since 1998. This is now 23 years in the business, and they have grown their business every single time. So whatever was cutting edge at the time is what they did. And so now their cutting edge is substantially more than where they started. Hector and I talked about it one time. But, you know, video production, lead generation, social media management, e-commerce, branding and identity, web design, this is their entire suite of products. I talk about the web design, but they're much, much more than that. They are helping you create your digital footprint for your company so that people who are looking at your site are they get a full picture of who you are and what you can do. And from there, those eyes turn into leads more often than if you're building your own website or you've got an outdated website. Let SiteJab pull you into 2021 and let them increase not only the traffic, the foot traffic, but the conversion rate on your leads and start making more money. 713-999-4661. That's 713-999-4661. Or just go to the website sitejab.com, sitejab.com, and click the schedule consultation button up in the upper right-hand corner.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
This is really getting hard.
Lance is watching these, it's little people, video. A monkey, steaks. There's a cooking contest between little people. In what country is that, by the way?
It's Russia.
It's.
I think.
Is there Khabib still? There's still Russia still. What is it?
Yeah, Dagestan, Russia.
Dagestan?
I guess I don't. I mean, this kid has his own account. I can't do anything the rest of the day. He's taking pictures sitting on cars. Like he has a way better life than me.
Well, yeah, he does. He's.
I have a pretty good life, but this kid's
a little
life,
person in Russia.
I mean, look at this.
Of course, he has a better life.
People are holding him all the time, like Webster.
Yeah,
used to get held. This is like Webster.
Yeah,
who
but
could
he's
fight.
That's not Michael Jackson.
This is like a Webster who could fight. Oh, there's a monkey fighting him. Are you kidding me? I've got to sit here and do a show while a monkey attacks him.
You know, you don't have to watch that right now.
You don't. You can wait until.
How
after.
Are you not going to watch a monkey attack a little person? This is incredible. This site is just the best.
You know what? That little person's living a better life than Anna Cardenas. Anna Cardenas of El Paso.
This is not good.
Woke up and she thought that the rain had seeped through her ceiling and she was getting dripped on. It turns out it was blood. I was in shock. I called maintenance. They said, for sure. I said, blood is falling on me. Apparently, her upstairs neighbor, she got up. She found out that it came from the body of her now decomposing neighbor. Firefighters knocked down his door, and the body was laying exactly where my fan is underneath.
My gosh.
He had carpet, but the blood seeped through my ceiling. Oh. They took the fan down, and a pool of blood came down. I told them my bed is covered in blood. They told me they're sorry, but the insurance won't pay for it. Do you think that insurance should pay for your blood-soaked bed because your upstairs neighbor died and it seeped through your ceiling fan?
Yeah, to me.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want that to hurt my deposit.
Well,
I don't want to lose part of my deposit for that.
Well, no, why would you lose your deposit? I mean, you're the one that was, I don't know. She said she's traumatized. She can't eat, sleep, or be in peace since the incident. I don't know. It's just a little blood falling on you while you're sleeping.
Blood dripping on you is pretty terrible. From a dead, decomposed body? A
decomposing body. That's
pretty awful.
Stink on top of it.
That's pretty awful.
Well, they never said why. Wait a minute. He's dead. Why is he bleeding all over? Why is he bleeding all over? He must have been killed. How about the fact that there was a murder upstairs?
You mean a murder with a decomposed bloody body seeps through the whole thing? That's not a problem for you with management? Excuse me. And management's like, what do you want us to do? We didn't know there's a decomposing body that was going to leak through your ceiling.
Yeah.
We're not responsible for this. Well, somebody is. Would you have a problem with that?
Yeah, but why can't they pay for my bed? I mean,
who's they?
Well, the apartment complex.
Here's the apartment complex. We didn't kill him.
Well, I don't know.
How are we responsible for
him? You might have killed him.
How are we responsible for this man's blood?
You're responsible for your damn place, huh?
Yeah, that would be my argument, too. And they'd say, hey, we're not responsible for that man's blood soaking through the thing. Well, how do we know? Hmm. Sorry, you're just going to have what we call a blood bed.
Yeah. Well, I, you know what? I'm not living there anymore. That's all. I'm out.
No. I 100% want to break my lease. Can I break my lease now that blood's all over me?
I'm pretty sure you're okay, although they might give you a bad rating.
The upstairs murder is just kind of dampening my excitement about being here at the mansion.
Shady Oaks.
Is there any chance I might be able to break my lease a little bit early without paying that penalty?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. That's a horrible story. Why do you find stuff like that and send it? Please send more. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here with us. This has pretty much been a holiday show on a Wednesday in the middle of the week, and it's not like we actually had Astros baseball to talk about, but oh well, that's all. Did you ever think that you think you're going to die of lightning?
Yeah, 100%.
But what about if you skydive and you collide with another skydiver and you die in midair? Do you think that could happen?
What?
Yeah.
That sounds like a worse death.
Mm-hmm.
But you get going. I mean, you are falling.
One person was able to regain control. The other wasn't able to get his parachute to reopen.
Oh, I can't even imagine the feeling.
No, that's exactly.
I'd rather be unconscious.
See, you die before. They said if you jump off a building, like you die before you hit because your heart, you have a heart attack before you hit the ground. So
heart attacks don't instantly kill you.
Won't you, if you're skydiving and you can't open your parachute, won't you die because you'll have a heart attack? Right? I mean, honestly.
What do you think about? Like, you're like, maybe there's a way I can break my fall here. And still,
no,
you can't. You're going to splatter.
You're splatter all over. You're
100% going to splatter.
Yeah.
I mean, at that point, wouldn't you want to hit a bunch of dabs if you knew, at least do like a cannonball?
But wait a minute. With all of the space that there is in the entire air of air that you.
Well, but they all, they, you had two people jump probably from the same
but there's,
area.
But there's a, it's a big sky. Yeah. It's a really, really big sky. Like, it's endless.
Yeah.
Right? You'd think you could maybe not collide with somebody.
Well, maybe they were trying to, maybe they're those guys who are trying to hold hands and, you know, do the formations and everything. Yeah, you remember seeing those.
I think they collided when their chutes were open. Otherwise, why?
One guy couldn't open his, remember?
Reopen it, it said. He couldn't reopen it.
What does it mean, reopen?
I don't know. I don't know that.
Would you ever skydive?
Get his parachute to reopen.
Would you ever skydive?
No, for this reason. What if I collide with somebody? Even if I'm alone.
My whole thing is.
Even if I'm the only one jump.
My whole thing is, all right, let's just do the chute and the backup chute again. I don't want to keep checking these. All right, you ready to get up there? Let's do the chute one more time. Let's make sure it works.
But if you have to re-put it in then, it might not work the next time.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, how do we know that the clip thing, when I pull the string, that it's going to open? Like, do those ever fail?
Yeah, they fail.
I mean, they have. It's rare. But they have failed.
My luck, like a small plane will be passing by, you know.
Zoom, and hit me just gobble
while
you
I'm
up.
In the air. Yeah. No, I don't want that. No. So... when LZ jumps off a building, he's going to try to watch as many little people fights before he hits the ground.
Oh, that's no question. I can't find these two actually fighting, though. They had a good... and by the way, this beef started... I think these are old. These beef started back in January.
Yeah.
I'm really starting to follow the money on this. Now that I've got my hands on somebody's actual Instagram page, and now he's fighting an actual kid. So, it's going to be some exciting stuff here. Ooh, this kid, this little guy will beat you up now. He's probably got little guy strength. He's choking a kid on the ground. I can't. How are we supposed to do a show? Look at this, John. Just look at it. Don't look away.
He's choking out a kid.
He's choking out a kid. He's fighting a kid. He's on his back.
Why? What, Lance, that's not good how radio. You watching little people
and look,
fight.
Look, they gave the kid money. They give kids money to fight this little guy.
I just gave a kid money. I gave Will money because he picked my winning fantasy
Did
team.
You? Give him money
to
fight.
I gave him cash.
One of these kids?
No, I didn't give him. I didn't give him that. We'll keep picking my team. Although he picked a crappy team this week, so I had to change it. Nice job. He didn't even put anything into it. I said, "Hey, pick a team this week. You won last week."
I thought you told me he won. He's been winning.
No, he won once. He lost the week before, but he won this week.
He won first place.
Yeah, we tied for first.
How much money is that?
A little bit. But you got to buy drinks. You got
to
buy.
Do you want Will to know how much you won?
Yeah.
Are you trying to keep it a secret?
No, I gave him nice. He got a nice little cut. But then he just sent back, like 2 minutes later, he sent back a team and he picked all like the top seven golfers in the world. I'm like, you didn't work on this. You didn't do nothing.
He's not your employee.
Yeah, he is. Does he want to get paid?
That's what he's doing. He's like, oh my God.
Does he want to get paid?
I did it one time and I got to do this again. Here's what I'll do. I'll just copy and paste the top seven players in the world.
That's what he did.
Yeah. Good for him.
No, bull.
You know, Will had a pretty big week in his life. Dude just graduated from college.
Well, so it's over now, okay?
And he's got to worry about you.
You now go get a job, like picking winners.
That's not a job.
Yeah, it is. He can make money.
He's
look,
picking
he
winners
made
for
money.
You.
He did, that's the first paycheck he got was me paying him. That's the first money he's made since he graduated.
Because that happened, on Saturday or something?
So what? It's his first
whenever
paycheck.
It happened.
Guess what? And now all of a sudden he's got a career, okay? Picking winners. Instead of just lazy, just throw out the top seven golfers and go, whatever.
Poor John.
Is it lazy or is it a winning formula?
It's not a winning formula.
Why not?
Trust me, because I've done it.
But there's not like a.
Do you think the top
salary,
seven golfers are going to finish the top
cap?
Seven? Are they going to finish in the
but
top
is there
15?
A salary cap?
No. No cap.
Okay.
So pick the best? No.
Charlie told me John Rahm was going to win. He's the second favorite behind Rory.
I got John Rahm on my
okay.
team. All right.
It looks like Will was smart. He gave you John Rahm. Congratulations. Yeah. I bet you got Rory also.
I got Rory.
So there's no salary.
Sounds like you got good players.
Yeah. He said there's no salary.
There's no salary cap. No.
Yeah, that's what Will said.
Yeah. There's no salary cap. You can pick whoever. He picks the top seven. Lazy.
What?
Wait. Okay. I'm not watching.
You're
this
not actually
video.
Doing any work and he's lazy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody sent me a video called Brutal Dwarf Fight. I'm not watching this.
How about, are you done?
I'm not watching this.
Yes, you are. You will watch it.
It's playing, but I'm not going to look at it.
Bye, bitch.
Oh, you see, he caught it. Wow. You caught it.
After yesterday.
Yeah.
After
you didn't play it yesterday.
Yeah, I broke the streak.
You know that, right?
I don't remember.
You missed yesterday. Okay, well, your streak is dead.
I didn't care about a streak, but I will say this again. He's still in his seat.
Bye, bitch.
Hmm.
I'll get out.
That's ugly.
She's got a fight to watch.
713-780.
You've been watching fights all show.
The 11 versus 4-2.
Who are your picks for the PGA Championship?
3-11 versus 4-2. Did you hear what he said? He's watching little people fights, and he's got measurements.
Oh, goodness. Whoa. This guy's going.
Are we done?
Boom,
with this?
Boom. Well, he's... No, he's Polynesian, right? I mean, you ain't going to beat a Polynesian little person. I mean, what? He's going to get... You're going to get your ass
it's
checked.
Just haymakers.
That's it. Fire. All right, 9:59, Don.
Y'all come in here and watch it.
Let it bump, though.
ESPN 97.5.